FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Mayor calls for the Justice Minister to follow through on her commitment to make the sex offenders register public. Mamoloko Kubai announced last month that she would publish the confidential database by the end of February. The list contains the names of over 30,000 active offenders. Bold 1SA's Roger Solomon says making the list public is in the best interest of protecting the country's most vulnerable.
These perpetrators, they find access or infiltrate our homes, our workplaces, and this is unacceptable. So it will definitely be a great deterrent for this list to be made public. In fact, I think we should be angered if she doesn't stick to a promise and make this list public. She should be held accountable. In fact, we will be picketing outside an event where she is going to be.
Health experts have warned the US government's decision to cut funding for HIV/AIDS organizations in South Africa will impact the infection rate. Washington says keeping the funding going is not in America's national interest. Aid groups yesterday were notified by the US State Department that their USAID grants had been cancelled. South Africa, which has one of the highest rates of HIV in the world, has been a key recipient of funds from the HIV/AIDS response program called PEPFAR. It's now been paused due to the funding freeze. Professor Linda Gail Beckers with the Desmond Tutu HIV Center at UCT.
One of the big take-homes is, just that it will almost immediately start to have an impact on deaths, but also new infections. This brings it home that it is not just 17%, but how much more then in countries where it is more than 17% where they are dependent on PEPFAR.
Here in KwaZulu-Natal, job creation and service delivery have topped political parties' wish list for the State of the Province address. Premier Thami Ntuli will table his address before the legislature and some 3,000 guests and dignitaries in Maritzburg this morning. The DA's Francois Rogers says the province needs to start building a sustainable economy.
Our next port of call needs to be the port of Durban and Richards Bay. We're the only province that has two ports, and we've got to position ourselves to be the gateway into Africa. My expectations is around to create jobs, because the only way we're going to deal with poverty and inequality in the province is through that structure.
EFF's Mongezi Twala says there's got to be a plan to deal with crumbling municipal infrastructure to avoid disasters.
Just a slight drizzle rain and then it gets to flood our people who are living in low-lying areas.
Meanwhile, Action SA's Wakile Ngwango says Ntuli must be honest about the true state of the province.
We expect the Premier to be honest about the state of our healthcare system, where we've seen shortage of medication in our hospitals and clinics.
And finally, South Africa shined on the international stage this week, bringing home four prestigious music awards. The Trace Awards and Summit, which took place in Zanzibar, celebrates the best in African and Afro-inspired music. Tito Nyapi won Song of the Year for the chart-topping anthem Chwalabam, while Makazi took Best Dancer. International star Tyler was crowned Best Female Artist, and ICU bagged Best Artist South Africa. Durban's reaching a high of 25 degrees, Maritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.